Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis C.O.G., whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Beloved, before we have our seats this beautiful evening, we have God's servant to minister to us in this first session of the 20 days of glory, with a round of applause, Jesus' joy in our hearts. Can we receive the ministry of God's servant, Pastor Gideon Mba? Put your hands together.
Wow. God is in this place. I said, God is in this place. I hope you know it. I said, God is in this place.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. You will never be the same.
Such your name, my life has changed.
Make that declaration.
I will never be the same. After your grace.
Do you believe in this evening? I will never be the same. Never be the same. Never be the same. Never be the same. I will never be the same. Shakaparakata kata. Go to your neighbor and prophesy to them. You will never be the same. You will touch. Lift your voice and pray in tongues. Lift your voice and pray in the spirit. Sikapara destekedelia. Oso peretekatel. Akapaya nes. Jugutem perekete. Oso perakatan de rikata. Eso perekete. Oje perikata. That's what God is doing in this room today. Esa kapari destekehea. Yaka, he's giving you an encounter. He's giving you an encounter. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on. Jakapara gata. Ezete ramadata. O zakapari. O zerabashakadu rabat. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, lift your voice and give a shout to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Is that the best you can do here at Potter's House? Come on, hallelujah. Wow. I walked in here today and every time I come, something is better. Something is more excellent. Wow. I want to celebrate God's servant, Apostle Mavis. I want to celebrate you for your commitment, your doggedness, your diligence, your total surrender to God. Not just watching him pray this evening. I hope you know there are pastors who don't necessarily love their members. They just like to hear their own voice. But this man loves you. I saw the true compassion of a shepherd. Thank you so much, you and your beautiful wife, for what you are doing.
I remember that backside you used to be and the little platform you used to have and those 20 days of glory that just could house a couple of people and an overflow. But isn't it beautiful that the path of the just is as the shining light that shines brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. Hallelujah. I'm proud of you. I'm glad to be part of what God is doing here. And I believe that this particular days of glory will be like no other. God is going to shift something in your life and God is going to transform you forever. If you believe it, say amen. We're going to pray for 3 minutes and you're going to pray in tongues, and on the back of that I'll bring the word of the Lord. The Lord wants to give someone an encounter tonight. Are you ready for that encounter? Come on, are you ready for that encounter? So lift your voice and pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on. Shakapala das katahaya. Ezepera katele bronkotolia. In kotoba la das takiliaha. Sokopari katari brakatandele tendetecha. Sokopari kateria brakataska. Pray in the Spirit. Sokopara kataria katolia. Ezepere katenda. Shekepere de katenderi katoria. Sokopara das takapara dishta. On Shabala Palakatala Barakatanda, Sekaperekatemperekata Peredente, Sekateperekatebrekata Brekata Brekatuska, Sekaperekata Brekata Brekata Brekatuska Taha, Sekaperekata Brekata Brekata Beseka Brakudia, Sekaperekata Paladesh Teke Brakudia, Sekaperekata Brekata Brekatara Bratoro Boshanda. Come on, lift your voice. Come on. Come on, in the name of Jesus. I'm looking for 7 people. I'm looking for 70 young people who are hungry for a fresh encounter from God. Tonight, would you lift your voice? Those of you online, wherever you are, Esu barakata kataka. Sekebe, 2 more minutes. Come on. Shakapara katakata. Esu periketele brachukerea. Ikata labadis kataha. Eyaka yakata. Eyaka takata. Eyaka takata. Eyaka takata. Eyaka takata. Eyaka takata kataha. Eyaka takata kata skidos. O subarakataria, e subarakataria brakatas, e akadira, zoria brakatas satorias, shokoparia kata, osiga kataka. Come on, 1 more minute. Ikataka with expectation in your heart. Zukapara dashtekiria, ikatara bosikia, achoke barikata, e subrakatali boskada. Blessed are those who do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Sokopari katoria braka. Intalibades kataha. Is anybody hungry? Is anybody thirsty? Is anybody hungry? Is anyone thirsty for a God encounter? Sakapari kara kata. Irabasu kata. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. Asakada, why for others thou art come? Oh, Jesus, do not pass me by. I came for those 2 or 3 people who are really hungry tonight. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. He's in the room. He's in the room. Yeah. Ayakada. My humble cry. While on others, while on others, thou art born. Holy Jesus. Not pass me. If
you're hungry, lift up your voice and sing, Savior, 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 my Jesus, hear my humble cry, while on others thou art come, on others thou art come. Oh Jesus, do not cry. Lift your voice like a trumpet and say, Savior, my Savior, Savior, Jesus, hear my heart. While on others thou art calling, you are calling Jesus to, for the last time. He's in the room, he's walking through the eyes. Oh Savior, Ayakata, Edusa Kama, Oriba Katala, Jesus, my humble cry, Asaka Maladasha, while on others thou art called, Jesus, my assignment tonight is that someone will leave here with a God encounter. I came to speak to you and I came to stir your holy hearts. Ikaparaka, the generation is rising who will not just experience the church, but they will experience the God of the church. This is Bethel. This is the presence of God. This is the place of a God encounter. Is anybody hungry for this God? Is anybody hungry to experience this God like you've never experienced him before? Is anybody hungry to experience the God of your fathers? The God, Ikapala, of your pastor? Ah, beyond that, you want to know him personally. You want to experience him personally. The world is waiting for men who has encountered this God. If you're like me and you're hungry, hungry tonight, lift your voice again and sing and declare, Savior, 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 my Jesus, my humble cry, my humble cry, while on others thou art calling, Isaka Paradasa, Ikadara Masukuta, Jesus. Jeremiah 1, stand with me for the reading of God's word and I'll allow you to sit. But the Spirit of God is in this room, right where you are standing. Jesus is about to encounter you. Right where you are standing, God is about to give you an experience that will change your life forever. A God encounter is what my generation needs. When you get a God encounter, when you experience God for yourself, when you encounter him for yourself, it changes your life forever. A man called Moses found him in that burning bush and he walked out of that experience a deliverer of 3 million people. I don't know who it is God sent me to this evening. I came to announce to you that God wants to reveal himself to you. He wants you to have an encounter that will empower you to go change your world for Jesus. If you're the person hungry for that encounter, lift both hands and shout, yes, Lord. Your yes, Lord does not have a desperation. Shout, yes, Lord. Your yes, Lord does not have a true craving. Shout, yes, Lord. An encounter, a God encounter, is an experience that leaves you with a revelation of a dimension of God. And tonight, God wants to give someone that encounter. The words of Jeremiah chapter 1, the son of Hilkiah, of the priest who were in Anatot in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the son of Amon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. I'll jump to verse 4. Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Then said I, our Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth. But the Lord said to me, Do not say, I am a youth, for you shall go to all whom I send you, and whoever and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, behold, I have set my word. Put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day set you over nations and over kingdoms to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Well, by the time we're done this evening, someone is going to receive their marching orders. Somebody's going to receive their ordination. Somebody's going to receive their commissioning. Who is that God sent me to right now? Somebody under the sound of my voice is going to be set on the path of destiny. Purpose will become clear. The assignment will become clear by the instrumentality of an encounter with God. As you go to sit this evening, I want to introduce you to the God of your encounters. Go to 10 people and say, you need to encounter the God of your encounters. You need to experience the God of your own encounters. Help me preach to someone and say, have you met the God of your encounters? Have you met the God of your encounters? Not your pastor's encounter, not your parents' encounter, not your favorite apostles' encounter, the God of your own personal encounter. You need to stay with me on that keyboard. Sit for a while. We owe this generation real God encounters, genuine God encounters. Put your hands on it. Barotose, can you? Who's walking with me? God bless you. You can go. God, let's celebrate this amazing. You need to experience this God for yourself. You need to experience this God for yourself. Today is a very interesting day in my walk with God, and I'll tell you why in a minute. But I want you to know that like never before, God wants you to encounter Him. I was born in church. My father pastored in the Assemblies of God for 35 years. My father was a mentor to your father's, your pastor's father. We grew up in church. I knew Sunday school. I knew to wake up every Sunday morning and not eat anything and go to church. Pastors, or just because your parents know the Lord, just because you are in a church that is experiencing God, does not mean that that God has been delivered to you. Well, I'm calling a generation to experience God for themselves. Look at someone and say, you need your own God encounter. My God, beyond the church activities, I had to come to a point and a place in God where I experienced God for myself. Without those encounters, growing up as a child, without those encounters, I would have just remained a church boy or a religious boy. I would have just remained a person who knew how to sing the songs and who knew how to stand when it's time to stand and knew where to sit when it's time to sit. But because of a God encounter, I stand before you today bearing the same mantle, bearing the graces of the ones who have gone ahead of me. Well, I came to announce to a generation that is used to worship services without encounters, that is used to entertainment without encounters, that is used to good preaching without encounters, that is used to activities without encounters. I came to challenge you to your own personal God encounter. The world is not waiting for church people. The world is waiting for men and women who has experienced the God of the church. And I hope tonight there is a passion and a desire inside of you to encounter this God for yourself. Touch your neighbor and say, you've got to encounter him for yourself. You've got to encounter him for yourself. Oh, that God will raise up men and women, young people who have had their own personal encounters with God. An encounter marks you. It marks you. It marks you. It marks you. It does something to you that marks you differently. God shows up to Jeremiah and said, before you were born, I knew you. There's something about a God encounter that marks you forever. If you are a Saul on your way to Damascus to destroy God's people, when you get a real God encounter, that thing marks you and it sets you aside, separates you from old friends, brings you out of idolatry and brings you out of any moral home, breaks you out of curses and brings you into the purposes of God. I'm talking about someone who has had an encounter with this Jesus. Look at someone and say, you need your own personal encounter. It marks you. An encounter makes you. It makes you. It changes you. It does something to your internal configuration. If you were a lying guy, if you knew how to deceive your brother and run away with a birthright that was not originally yours, if you knew how to just do stuff and just be with your uncle and you knew how to, you know, walk around stuff, and you are dwindler, you are someone who was born with a lot of deceit inside of you, when you meet that angel on your way at the point where you are by yourself, who you are, from a person who would normally lie and normally give a wrong impression of himself, some years before, when he stood before his father said, this voice is like the voice of Esau, is like the voice of Jacob, but the body is like the body of Esau. And this guy got away with a lie. At every point in his life, there was something that he was presenting, a side of himself he was presenting that was not his true self. But when it was time for an encounter with God, the Bible says, and Jacob was left alone. And then the angel asked him once and began to say, what is your name? And at this time, he knew he needed an encounter, and he had come to the end and the final destination of a life that was not with integrity. And he opened up his mouth and said, my name, my real character is Jacob. My real character is 419. But because he opened up to God in that time of an encounter, God looked at him and the angel said to him, today you are shifting from being Jacob and you're going to become Israel. Who is it I'm preaching to this evening? An encounter is about to happen in your life in this day of glory that will shift your configuration, shift your persona. If you're the one I'm talking to, shout, I receive an encounter. Simon, I know you are tossed to and fro and your name means shaken in the reed, but I came to announce to you, Simon, when you meet this Jesus, he's going to look at you and say, you are Simon Bar-Jonah, but you shall be called Cephas. You shall be called Stone. Who is it I'm talking to? God changes you through the power of an encounter. The reason why people still come to our churches and they just still live the same life, they still do the same thing, they still talk the same way, they still dress the same way, they still go to the same places, it's because they have not had a real God encounter. When you have a real God encounter, something changes. Your appetite changes. I said, when you have a real God encounter, that thing changes who you are inside out. Father, I ask that by your word, someone will have an encounter tonight. An encounter trails you all your life. When you've really had a God encounter, an experience with God that is beyond just explanation, an experiential knowledge of God that brings you to that place where nobody can talk you out of it. It trails you the rest of your life. I grew up having those encounters, and my life has been punctuated with those encounters that trails me all my life. You know why some people easily backslide? No encounters.
You know why people walk out of church? Because somebody offended them. No encounters. You know why people get easily offended in church? No encounters. You know why people akika dula shaka live one life on Sunday and another life Monday to Saturday? No encounters. But I decree and I declare that there's a generation that will seek the Lord and will know the Lord for themselves. If you're part of that generation, shout yes, Lord. An encounter molds you. An encounter sustains you. God encounters will leave you with undeniable experiences that you cannot but say, I have experienced God for myself. Akata, encounters produces real convictions. We live in a world of different ideologies and philosophies and agendas. If you're going to live through this time and age, you must be a person who have had an encounter with this God. You can't represent a God that you have not encountered. Oh, you didn't hear what I said. I said you cannot represent a God you have not encountered. Moses, you can't go into Pharaoh's palace until you have experienced the God who will make you a God to Pharaoh. I came here to stir a desire for real God encounters. It will bring you to the place of convictions. Paul, he used to be Saul on his way to Damascus. He encountered God, and you can't talk him out of that encounter. You can't tell Paul he did not experience, Saul, he did not experience that light that came strong on him, and he went down for 3 days, he was blind. You can't talk him out of his encounter. Look at someone and say, you can't talk me out of my encounter, my God. Because when you've had a real God encounter, it does something to your convictions. And according to him in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 2, Akebra, he began to declare that he knows whom he has believed, and he is persuaded, because encounters bring you to the place of convictions and persuasions that causes you to believe without a doubt. I'm not going anywhere else because I've got an encounter. It's already too late because I've got an encounter. Where am I going to? Because I have an encounter. Am I talking to somebody in here? It's not just a song you sing and dance to. It's an experience. It's an experience that marks you, an experience that makes you, an experience that molds you, an experience that trails you, an experience that sustains you through life. Is there anybody in here who desires a fresh encounter from God? A fresh encounter from God. Encounters gives you convictions. Encounter gives you stamina through life circumstances. Who told you that Christianity and living for Jesus is going to be a life without an issue? It's going to be a life without challenges. They told you a lie. I came to announce to you that when you decided to serve Jesus, you signed on to a life that will be constantly under a katolia attack of the enemy. You signed up to a life that will have to go through trials and tribulations. You signed up to a life that will have to stand in the midst of the storms of life. But I came to announce to you, it is your encounter that marks you out, separates you from an unbeliever. How an unbeliever responds to a challenge is different from how you respond because of your encounters. God encounters produces confidence in you, does something in you that nobody can take away. The reason why you're still shy, the reason why you're still insecure, the reason why you still feel less and you still feel like you can never become anything in God is because you have not had strong enough encounters that puts and releases confidence in you. Encounters produces confidence and utterance. Acts of Apostles chapter 4 from verse 19 to 20. Acts of Apostles chapter 4 from verse 19 to 20. The apostle had been arrested and they were released. But Peter and John answered and said to them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. The next verse. Come on, read this with me. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. We cannot but speak the things which we have seen and we have heard. An encounter leaves you with something to see and something to hear. That keeps you in the day of challenges, keeps you in the face of opposition. He said, we cannot but speak. The reason why you are not speaking is because you've not seen something. The reason why you're not speaking boldly is because you've not heard something. 1 John chapter 1, que pronto queria, from verse 1. Look at someone and say, you need your own personal encounter. You need your own personal encounter. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard. Come on now. Look at someone and say, I've heard something. I've heard something. Turn to the other and say, have you heard anything? Have you heard anything? Which we have heard, which we have seen. Look at someone and say, have you seen anything? Which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled the word of life. The person writing here was one of the disciples. Jesus had thousands of disciples. He had hundreds of disciples. He had 70 of them that he sent to preach. He had 12, but amongst those 12, he also had 3. And those 3 he will constantly or frequently take into deeper experiences with him. Peter, James, and John on the Mount of Transfiguration had an encounter with this Jesus. They saw him in a realm and dimension they had never seen him before. This is what John was reporting here, that the things which we have heard, the things which we have seen, the things we have handled, we've looked upon, this word of life is what we are delivering to you. Listen to me. The world is waiting for men and women who have heard Jesus, men and women who have seen Jesus, men and women who have looked upon Jesus, men and women who have handled Jesus enough to deliver him to their generation. And I declare that you are one of those people that God is raising, takataka, to deliver Jesus, to represent Jesus to your generation. What we saw, what we heard, what we looked upon, and what we have handled. Which means you must come to that place where in your walk with God, you can say, I have seen something. Because God encounters leaves you with pictures. It leaves you with words. It leaves you with real experiences that you cannot be talked out of. You can't tell Moses he did not see the burning bush. You can't tell Gideon he did not see that angel that came and spoke to him. You cannot tell Mary she did not experience that angelic impartation. You cannot tell all of these great men. You can't tell Jeremiah that he did not have this experience. In verse 4, the Bible says the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. 3 things happens when you begin to have God encounters. They will do three things will activate God encounters. Number one is that God sets up an appointment. When God wants to give you an encounter, he sets up an appointment with you. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, I declare somebody is having an appointment with Jesus. Your amen is not believing enough. I say you are having an appointment with Jesus. The Bible says in Jeremiah 1:4, the scripture we read, this guy was born in church. This guy knew church. This guy was having a priestly experience. If you read from verse 1 to verse 3, he was a priest. He was born in church. But the Bible says the word of the Lord came to him. Which means you can be in church and not yet have the word of the Lord revealed to you. The word of the Lord came to him. Well, for those who are going to have real God encounters, God will set up an appointment, a place and a time where religion will end in your life. He will set up a place and a time where just church activities will end, and you'll come to that place and time in God where God will reveal himself to you in a specific way by his word. He said, the word of the Lord came. The word of the Lord came to me saying, I pray that a generation will experience the coming of the word. A generation will experience the word that comes to you. Are you listening to what I'm saying? The pastor can preach, but until the word comes to you, it won't benefit you. You can recite all scriptures, but until the word comes to you, it won't benefit you. Samuel was serving in God's house, but until the word came to him, it didn't make any difference. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that someone is having an appointment with the word of the Lord. God sets an appointment. The word of the Lord came to me saying, and God began to speak to him and said, before you were born, before you were formed in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you and I ordained you a prophet to the nations. God sets up divine appointments. He schedules divine appointments with men. Tonight he's scheduling one with you. I said tonight he's scheduling one with you. And you know the thing about divine appointments, God schedules it, but you too can schedule it. You didn't hear me. You can decide with passion in your heart and a desire, a craving for God. You can create an atmosphere for God to encounter you. Jesus was going to heal the child of a rich man. He was already on his itinerary that day. He was going to Jairus' house. That was what was on his itinerary. That was the appointment Jesus had. That was what his PA told him they were supposed to accomplish that day. But the Bible says, while he was going in the crowd, a woman who did not have an appointment with Jesus created one. Oh, come on. I said she created one. Is there somebody under the sound of my voice who would say, I'm not leaving this place until I have a personal encounter with this Jesus? She said to herself, if I may touch the hem of his garment, I will be made well. Under the sound of my voice today, somebody's having an encounter. It can borrow because your heart is desirous of more in God. Your heart is desirous of a real encounter that will set you on fire and send you to fulfill God's purpose for your life. If you believe it, shout, I receive an encounter. God reveals himself when he sets up that encounter with you. He reveals you to you. He said to Jeremiah, before you were formed, I knew you. When God sets up an appointment, he reveals who you really are to you. He reveals your true persona. He reveals your true identity to you. When you have a real God encounter, something happens to your identity. It shifts. Something happens to your sense of personality or personhood. You begin to see yourself the way God sees you. Akadaha. And when God has that appointment with you, he comes by his word and he comes by his spirit. Well, I want to announce to somebody in here, God has not really met with you until he gives you his word. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. When God really wants to meet with a person, the greatest proof that you've had a God encounter is you encounter him as his word. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Every other thing can happen. Every other thing can happen. Drama can happen. The spectacular can happen. Some of those things are just to get your attention. The real substance of a God encounter is a word encounter. Oh, come on. Did you hear what I just said? Can I prove that to you? Moses saw that bush burning and the bush was burning and it was not consumed. It was not unusual to see bush burning in that terrain where he was. But this one was burning and it was not consumed. God's way of getting his attention. God can use drama. God can use falling under the anointing. God can use anything. God can use any dramatic experience. He can use wind, rain, and all of those things. He can use all of the things that spectacular to get your attention. But by the time he was done with Moses, the Bible says when Moses turned in Genesis, in Exodus chapter 3, when Moses turned aside to see what was happening, the Bible says he heard the voice of God come out of that bush and come out of that experience, come out of that drama. I pray for somebody today that in the midst of the drama, you will receive a rhema. You didn't hear what I said. I said in the midst of the drama, you'll receive a word from God. Whatever God will need to do to get your attention, he will get it. But in order to seal his real encounter, every man God encountered in scripture, the crux of it was that God spoke to them. Even Jesus, the word, Even Jesus had to encounter God by the word. In Luke chapter 3 verse 21, the Bible says, while everyone was being baptized, Luke 3 from verse 21, now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also was being baptized. And while praying, the heavens opened. That sounds to me like drama. I said, that sounds to me like drama. Have you ever had an encounter where the heavens opened? For Jesus, the heavens opened. Listen to me. Even Jesus needed a God encounter to fulfill his assignment on earth. You didn't hear what I said. He had lived all his life. The last time we heard of him was when he was in the temple. But after a couple of years, when it was time for his maturity, he shows up and to be baptized. And then God says, without an encounter, you can't fulfill my assignment for you. And the Bible says, while he prayed, the heavens was opened. The next verse, and the Holy Ghost descended in bodily shape like a dove. That's more drama. Like a dove. But that was all about God getting the attention of Jesus, getting the attention of the people around him. But by the time he was done, after the real encounter came as a result of the voice. And a voice came from heaven. Oh, tonight in the name of Jesus, I declare a voice is coming from heaven. I declare your own word is coming to you right now. I'm just trying to say to you that your God encounter in the midst of all the drama is that God wants to reveal his word to you. He wants to speak to you. He wants to bring you a word that will shape your life forever. For Jeremiah, that appointment was an appointment to bring the word to him. Well, this is an appointment. It's called the 20 days of glory. And God is saying to someone, you are not living here without your own personal word. Oh, you didn't hear what I said. I said, you're not living here without your own personal word. In the beginning was that word. That word was with God. That word was God. When God wants to bless you, he gives you a word. He doesn't give you a husband, he gives you a word. He doesn't give you money, he gives you a word. Are you listening to what I'm saying? He doesn't give you a car, he gives you a word. Because in his word is everything you need. With his word, you can find a wife. With his word, you can start a business. With his word, you can go where he sent you to go. Who is it I'm talking to today? I declare in the name of Jesus, a God encounter comes to you. Shakapaladaskaha. I said, you receive your own personal word. You receive your own personal word. This is an appointment for the word of the Lord to be spoken to you. A man was looking for his father's sheep. He was going about for 3 days looking for his father's sheep. And then he found a prophet. And the prophet said, the whole of Israel is waiting for you. And the prophet said, come, let me announce to you. Let me announce to you the word of the Lord. I came this evening to announce to someone your prophetic word. I came to announce to you your prophetic word that is marking you forever. Your God encounter. Your word encounter that settles it forever that you are chosen by God. You need to show me in scripture where God met you. You've got to show me your appointment with God in the pages of this book. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Don't just be religious. Find your appointment and your word in scripture. That's where your encounter begins. You didn't hear what I said. I said you've got to find your own word. For Moses, God gave him a word. For Gideon, God gave him a word. Everyone that God used, he gave a word. For Mary, he said, you are highly favored. You are blessed. And Mary said, how shall these things be? The angel said, the Spirit of God will come upon you. Did you know how Mary got pregnant? Mary got pregnant. You want to get know when she got pregnant? I'll tell you. And we can verify when we get to heaven. I believe that when Mary got pregnant was when Mary said, be it unto me according to thy word. You didn't hear what I said. Forever thy word is settled in heaven. You see, there are settled words in heaven, but somebody has to settle it on earth. There are things spoken concerning you. In the volume of the books, it has been written concerning you to do the will of God. I came to announce to you today, God is giving you a word encounter. He's showing you yourself in the pages of the book. Are you listening to what I'm saying? I said he's showing you yourself in the pages of the book. So if you fall under the anointing, if you scream, if you shout, if you do all of that, please make sure you hear a word. Because what makes it a God encounter is a word encounter. Shaka paraka. You must find yourself in the word. When John the Baptist found himself in the word, he realized that he was the one Isaiah was prophesying about in Isaiah 40, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. When you find your word, when you encounter your word, it changes your lifestyle. When John found out that he was that voice crying in the wilderness, he left the football club. When he found out he was a voice crying in the wilderness, he couldn't eat what every other person was eating. When he found out he was the word, he was the voice crying in the wilderness, he changed his fashion. Are you listening to what I'm saying? May God give you an appointment with his word that will change you and shift you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray that God will release an encounter in your life. I lost my brother in my teenage years, and that loss brought me to a closer relationship with God. I talked about it in my book, and I began to seek God. I began to hunger for God. I ran to the church hall one of those nights from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. just hungry for God, saying, Lord, use me. I was just saying yes to God. And in the middle of that experience, in that time of just worshiping God, I had an out-of-body experience, and I knew it. That I levitated out of the bench and came back down. And when I hit that bench, I heard Isaiah 42 verse 6. Did you hear what I just said? That in the midst of the drama, God will give their drama to get your attention, but he will give his word to give you direction. And I heard in my spirit, Isaiah 42 verse 6. That is the word that is my calling. Everyone must find the word. You must find in the word concerning you. Did you know even Jesus, the word, found himself in the word? Oh, you didn't hear what I said. If Jesus had to find himself in the pages of this book, who are you not to? The Bible said when he returned in the power of the Holy Ghost, he went back to the temple as it was his custom. And the Bible said he found where it was written concerning him. And he began to read, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me. I decree and I declare to somebody under the sound of my voice that you receive your word encounter. I said you receive your word encounter. When you find yourself in the book, you find your purpose. When you find yourself in the book, you find your assignment. When you find yourself in the book, you find what you can do. I pray that in the name of Jesus, you will encounter him in the volume of the books. Akatara. And you can declare like the psalmist, I've come in the volume of the books. It was written about me to do your will. Oh God, Ekaba. Yes, I've come in the volume of the books. It was written about me, Shaka, to do your will, oh God. Declare it, Akada, and I will do your will. Jesus, do your Father, do Asakataraba. Yes, I will do Akabaya Sata. Do your will. Jesus, I'll do. I pray for you that in this moment, and as I release the word of the Lord, may God take you to the places of your encounters. You've got to be able to show me where you met God. You've got to be able to show me when, tell me when you met God. You've got to be able to show me and tell me how you met God. The things we have seen, the things we have heard, the things we have looked upon, that's the thing that we have handled, that we are giving to you. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, for God encounters to begin to happen to somebody under the sound of my voice. It was the God encounters of our fathers that sustained them through the revivals of the yesteryears. And I pray in the name of Jesus that my generation, beyond experiencing church, will experience God. Beyond experiencing a worship service, will experience the altar of heaven. I pray that my generation will see this God, experience him for themselves, and they will know him in the word. Karabashikada. In the second session, I'll be able to take this order. But I just came to announce to you, there's a word written concerning you. There's an appointment. Listen to me. This book, it's like Akada. A mighty, it's like a space that is opened up. You must be able to take me to places where you met God in this book. It means that every time you open this book, you are journeying through the pages of your life. And you must be able to encounter God in the Word. Because every time you encounter God in the Word, every time light shines in your darkness, every time you experience God in this book, every time you catch a revelation, you just had a God encounter. Are you getting what I'm saying? And it is those encounters that mold you. It's those encounters that shapes you. Whatever God will do to bring you to the place of an encounter with Him, I pray that tonight will be that night where you'll experience Him for yourself. If you believe it, say, I receive it. A couple of atmospheres that you can create to have a God encounter. Number one is prayer. Prayer, prayer, prayer. You want to have God encounters? You've got to create an atmosphere of prayer. The Bible says in Luke chapter 3 that while Jesus prayed, there's something about prayer that is the atmosphere for encounters with God. Kapari katara, a generation that cannot pray will not encounter God. Prayer is the atmosphere for encountering this God. There's a realm in prayer. There's a place in prayer. There's a journey you take in prayer that brings you to a destination called Christ. For we were made and we are predestined to be conformed to the image of Christ. So every time you pray, you are changed. Your countenance is changed. Something shifts every time you pray. Did you know that at the mountain of transfiguration, they all say, while Jesus prayed. I said, while Jesus prayed. Find that scripture. The Bible says his countenance was changed. There's something that happens in the place of prayer that gives you an encounter that changes you forever. While Jesus prayed, something happened. His face was transfigured. He took on a different look. Listen to me. Prayer brings you to the place of encounter. And prayer brings you to the place of transfiguration. Habits will break in the place of prayer. Addictions will break in the place of prayer. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Fears will go in the place of prayer. I'm looking for 5 people who are ready to pray themselves into a new season. Pray themselves into a new dimension. Pray themselves into a new encounter. Pray themselves into a new realm in God. Every time you pray, you are creating an atmosphere for the power of God, for the glory of God, for an encounter with this God. Lift your voice and let's pray for your people to have a couple of minutes while he prayed, the heavens was opened. Father, in the name of Jesus, give a generation an encounter with you in the place of prayer. I'm going to ask you to pray and expect transfiguration to happen. I'm going to ask you to pray and expect things to fall off your life. I'm going to ask you to pray and expect akida post katilia metamorphosis. I'm going to ask you to pray until the anger issue drops. I'm going to ask you to pray until the addiction stops, breaks. I'm going to ask you to pray until the fear goes. I'm going to ask you to pray until your heavens are opened. I'm going to ask you to pray until ideas begin to flood into your spirit. I'm going to ask you to pray shakapala daskataha until the anger issue disappears. Kabolech kataha ezuta la balaska ezute le brakatilia encounters. They can create the environment for an encounter. Yes, God, he will speak. He will speak. He will reveal himself. He will reveal himself in the place of prayer. He will reveal himself. Shakateria, enkaduriakata, esombrakata. Find a neighbor. Hold their hands and begin to pray with them, because this is that moment of a fresh encounter with God. Azakatala brakatala braka. Oshondoria brakataka irara barararara osarabashakata jakatara brakataskata jakaparakataska erakabarakatoskata shakakakakaka. Pray for that person. Pray for a God encounter. Pray that the heavens be opened over them. Akayara basata, shakabarakata. Let the word of the Lord come. 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 Let the word of the Lord come to you. Encounter God. Encounter His word. The word you need in this season. The word you need in this season. May that word come to you. Shaka pala dastaka. Makika doria. Esa ramasha. Esa ramasha. Esa ramasha kadesh. Listen, listen, in Jesus' name. There are other atmospheres you can create, like fasting, like retreats, personal retreats, just having a fresh hunger for God, worship, sacrifice, service. Even pain and loss can bring you to the place where you encounter God, because in the year King Uzziah died, Isaiah saw the Lord. You've been in the right spiritual company can also activate God encounters. Prophetic impartations can activate God encounters. Routines and just a lifestyle of kingdom routines, of godly routines, can create an atmosphere. But I wanted to zero in on the prayer thing, because that is one of the clearest examples that Jesus gave to us on the Mount of Transfiguration. The Bible says He was transfigured. Listen to me. In the next 2 or 3 minutes, you are going to pray. And as you pray, you are expecting an encounter. The Bible said when Jesus prayed in Luke chapter 3, the heavens were open. As you pray right now, your heavens are going to be opened. I didn't hear that. Believe it. Amen. You know what it means for heaven to be opened? It means revelation is coming to you. It means innovation is coming in your spirit. It means creativity is coming in your spirit. It means a download of God's purpose for your life is coming. The heaven was open, and the Bible said the Holy Spirit came. By the activity of the Holy Spirit and by the activity of the Word of God, Jesus had that encounter. The voice came and gave Him purpose, gave Him direction, gave Him identity in the place of prayer. Listen to me as we pray right now. God is going to begin to show some of you your word. He's going to begin to speak to some of you your word. Are you listening to me? He's going to begin to give you a word encounter. Are you listening to what I'm saying? For Jeremiah, the word of the Lord came to him. I began to say to him, you are a prophet and you are assigned to the nations. As we pray in the next 2-3 minutes, you will hear a word. You will receive a fresh word. Some of you, God will take you back to the place of your word. He will take you back to the things He said to you years ago. And He's going to reactivate. He's going to call back again your encounters in God. I pray that the God of your encounters will begin to bring you into an experience. Are you ready? At the count of three, lift your voice and pray. 1, 2, 3, begin to pray. Shakatala baha akatala braskata eshontara bakata erida dada dadaga sakada. Your commissioning word, your commissioning word, yakada gada 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 gada. The word of your assignment comes to you right now. The word of your assignment comes to you right now. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Shakatala brakadaska. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. I said the word comes to you now. He speaks to you now. As you say, Ketelia, the word of the Lord comes to you now. Your specific word comes to you now. The word you need, the word encounter you need to deal with the challenges of your life right now comes to you now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lift your hands right where you are. I'm going to pray that God will give every one of you word encounters that will show you yourself in Scripture, that will show you what has been written in the books concerning you. Are you listening to what I'm saying? I pray that God will use any spectacular experience, whether it's vision, dreams, angelic operations, prophetic encounters, whatever God needs to do to bring you to the place where He gets your attention so that He can speak His word, the word that frames and shapes your destiny, the word that will give you a sense of assignment the rest of your life. Today, I'm coming straight from a retreat. I went back to a place the Assemblies of God Youth Camp, where I prayed 20, 25 years ago. I went back to those places and I stood in those places where God gave me words. God gave me prophecies. God gave me encounters. And I stood in those places and I reactivated those prophetic words. I don't know about you. Some of you, when you were born, words were spoken over you. For some of you, you've had different encounters growing up. You've had several encounters on campus. You've had several encounters in dreams, in visions, in revelations. At the count of three, I declare that there's an activation, a reactivation of your encounters, your God encounter. Are you ready? At the count of three, lift your voice and shout, yes, Lord. 1, 2, 3, shout, yes, Lord. Receive an impartation now. Receive an impartation right now. All around this room right now. I decree and I declare that the Lord brings you to the place of encounters. That 15 years from now, you will still be in the faith. That 20 years from now, you will still be on fire for Jesus. That 30 years from now, you will still be on fire for Jesus. On the strength of your encounters with God, on the strength of the word of the Lord over your life, I decree and I declare, you will never turn back. You will never go back. You are established in righteousness. On the strength of God's word over your life, I declare you will fulfill God's call upon your life. I pray that everywhere you met God in the past, that those altars begin to speak again. And even right now, I declare, Eken Dorova, fresh encounters. That you enter into a season of encounters. Encounters that will leave you without a doubt that the call of God is upon your life. Father, I thank you. For the last time you shout, yes, Lord. And when you shout this, yes, Lord, let the devil know. Let hell know. Let all of Akadaka, your fears know. Let all your insecurities know that you are chosen of the Lord. That you've just had an encounter with God. Akadaka, and this encounter will last for a lifetime. 1, 2, 3, shout, yes, Lord.
Close your eyes, worship, and give God thanks. If you are in this first session and through the word of God you want to make a commitment to Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, if you want to make that commitment, encounter starts with meeting Jesus. Can you quietly raise your hand wherever you are? I want to see you now. If you want to accept Jesus into your heart, you want to make a commitment to follow Jesus, can you raise your hand? I want to see you right now, immediately. I want you to be very bold about this. Just walk up to the front here. I'm going to ask the man of God. He's going to touch your hand. He's going to touch you. Come up. Just come up wherever you are. Can you just come up? You want to make a commitment to Jesus. Keep coming. In every service, every session, we give opportunity. Every session, we give an opportunity for people to have encounters with Jesus. Can you come? Keep coming. Wherever you are, keep coming. Keep coming. Don't stop. Don't stop. Keep coming. Keep coming. Be bold about it. Keep coming. Encounter with Jesus changes your life forever. One encounter with Jesus and you will never remain the same again all your life. One encounter with Jesus and you will never ever remain the same again. I encountered him, my life has never been the same. I encountered him, my life has never been the same. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Can you say it after me where you are right now? Lord Jesus, today I come to you just the way I am. I believe in my heart that you died for me. I confess today that you are my Lord and my Savior. I'm not going back. Jesus, I will follow you all the days of my life. Jesus, I will discover my destiny. In you, I will never be put to shame. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of these life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.com. ptccenter.org. God bless you.